AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
Sam, thank you. And look, it's you've got a remarkable life. You know how it's changed over the years. But you can take us back to the day that your life, well, would take a different path.
Yeah, look, great. Look, thanks for having me. Basically, it was back in 2006. I was in the prime of my life, married, two kids, had a great job, and I was driving along in my big company car, big V8 Statesman. I fell asleep at the wheel. I veered over to the other side of the road, and I had a 206-kilometre head-on collision with a semi-trailer truck. I was told that I died at the scene, actually. My heart stopped for 3.5 minutes. And then I was obviously resuscitated because I'm talking to you guys today. but then I was on life, you know, I was on life support for a week, hospital for 5 months, in a wheelchair for a year. Lost my arm. My right arm was completely amputated. So, yeah, it was a pretty full-on car accident.
Was there anything in the we'll get on to the amazing story after the car accident. But firstly, when you were pronounced dead, people say they saw the light, they see these things. Did you see, hear, feel anything?
Yeah, look, they say that, don't they? They say that when you die, your entire life flashes in front of your eyes. You remember your first kiss or the first day you rode your bike. You know, I feel ripped off.
Oh, sad.
Because I didn't get that. But look, what I did get was a very bright light. It was whiter than white. It was brighter than bright.
Oh, wow.
And very slowly this light came towards me. And what seemed like days, this light rested itself on me and I found myself waking up from being on life support.
You say you woke up and you know, we'll get into where you've been able to inspire and you know, help so many others from you know, international people to local people. But the reason of the accident, now, was it because you say you fell asleep? Was that fatigue from working? Was that overload? Was it just tiredness?
Yeah, look, good question. You know what's really interesting? The truck driver thought I was committing suicide.
Oh.
Because here's a guy going over 100 k's an hour, veered over the other side of the road, straight into a semi. So I was going 104, the truck was going 102. So it was a combined impact, 206.
Wow.
So he thought I was committing suicide.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wasn't. I just simply had a lot on my plate. I was just really tired and I simply fell asleep. I certainly learned from it. But you know what's really interesting? There's another guy that I've met and exactly the same thing happened to him. He fell asleep at the wheel, veered over the other side of the road, but there was a family in the car. Two members of that family died. Now he's up for manslaughter.
Oh, God.
So to be quite honest, I feel really blessed that no one else died, that no one at all was injured. And so I suppose my message now is to inspire other people to not only, you know, don't drive when you're tired, but also, you know, just give people great life lessons on what we can learn from other people's mistakes.
What are some of those life lessons now? Because the way, just talking to you at the moment, one would be obviously just have a very good balance between life and work. You know, we do all get into a rut and we all overwork, yet, you know, we've got to have that happy balance.
Yeah, look, exactly right. Look, one thing I've found is that it is our decision, not our condition, that determines who we are. Because everyone has these conditions, right? Mine's a lot more physical. I don't have an arm. My leg doesn't bend. But we all have these conditions, whether it's relationship breakdown or whether it's financial, whether it's issues at work, but we all have these conditions. But one thing I realise, it is our decision, not our condition, that determines who we are.
How do you come from that accident to being this public speaker to sharing the stage with influential leaders like the Dalai Lama, who to me is, you can't get more enlightened, and Richard Branson? I mean, what have you learnt off these incredible people and what have they learnt off you?
Yeah, look, it's been really organic because you need to realise I'm a country farm kid from Tassie, right? My mum is Indian, father's Scottish. I'm a family of 11. I'm an uncle 38 times. I mean, look, that's what happens down in Tasmania.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly does.
But from this country farm school to, you know, I haven't started a university or anything at all like that, but I learned how to share my story in a really powerful way. And then I realized that there are people out there that just want to hear, want to be inspired through other people's stories. So I just started to share my story at school. And then before you know it, I was on the international speaking circuit. And, you know, meeting people like President Bill Clinton, or, you know, being on stage with Michael Jordan. It's a fascinating experience. And I still pinch myself every now and then thinking, wow, you know, I'm still at heart, I'm still this Tassie kid. But now I've traveled the world and, you know, spoken now in 36 countries, reached over a million people. It's quite a phenomenal and absolute blessing, really.
Well, Sam, tell us the power of storytelling. And I think it's very important in many people's lives. And I must say, when you're on stage with that beautiful silver bionic arm, it's a very powerful vision.
Actually, that bionic arm is crazy, right?
It's awesome.
It's the most advanced bionic arm in the world. It's worth $120,000, wow. And I can program it with my iPhone 7.
Oh, well, what are you going to do now when the 10's out?
Get this, if you guys downloaded the app, you could control my hand.
That's cool. So, but speaking of storytelling, what can you teach other people?
Yeah, look, one thing I believe is that everyone has a story. And the last thing we do is compare our story. We cannot compare our story to other people's stories. Everyone has a story. And I believe we are inspired through other people's story. When they share their story, we then want to change our own lives. So my encouragement to everyone that's listening is think about what is that story that you have and how can you go out there and inspire other people? Because when I read that 92% of Australians right now feel unfulfilled in their life, true fulfillment comes from helping other people and being altruistic. So how can we help other people? We can help them by just simply sharing our story to inspire them in their own journey. So that's why I wrote this latest book, which is all around, you know, show your story. Don't just tell it, but show it. Show it why it's relevant to other people. And I believe that we all have stories and these stories need to be told.
Now, Sam, I'm born in Hobart. It's AJ here, so we're probably joined at the hip.
Oh.
I married your sister, didn't I?
cousin Sam here, ladies and gentlemen. Mate, your brand new book, Story Showing How to Stand Out from the Storytellers, is in every news agency and every airport in the world.
Yeah, look, that's what they tell me. Actually, I just got a photo from a mate of mine that just recently walked through New York Airport. Just took a photo of my book there on the shelf.
Oh, but that's awesome.
Look, I'm really honoured to, you know, to be able to help other people to share their story. Because again, everyone has a story, and when we learn how to share our story, we can make more of a difference in the world.
AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.